Monday the 7th of December, Kof Kislev, Harabi Akapilo Shlita, Inyone Chanukah.
Maybe we'll say a few words about the great miracle of Hanukkah. As we see in the Nusach of Al Nisim, it says, Masarte Geboirim Biad Chaloshim, Rabim Biad Meatim, Tmeim Biad Tehoirim, Roshoim Biad Tzadikim, Zedim Biad Oiske Torasecha. Bepashtes, Kiboirim Biad Chaloshim, Rabim Biad Meatim, is very logical. We understand the tremendous miracle. The mighty were overpowered by the weak, the many by the few. But the next three deserve an explanation. It says, the impure were overpowered by the pure, the wicked by the righteous. The evil by those who study your Torah. I mean, the Torah, it's not we don't have to necessarily think that Tehoirim and Oiske Torasecha and Tzadikim are less strong and less powerful than the wicked and the impure. But the truth is that this is even a greaterness. That the very essence of soldiers, of fighters, of killers is to be cruel, is to be merciless. The Palestinians train their terrorists. One of the last tests to make sure that a person is on the right level, he can be considered a good terrorist, is they give him a cat alive and he has to eat it while alive. It's like, you know, to make sure that he's really, really a wild animal. Tzadikim, Oiske Torasecha, Tehoirim, it's the opposite of the mitzvah to kill, to spill blood, to cause any suffering. All the lives of the tzadikim is to be kind and passionate and caring. So, this tremendous miracle that the few who were Kohanim Gedolim, Rosh Hashivas, Talmidei Chachomim, who went to war against this colossal army, fully armed, fully trained, is undoubtedly the greatest miracle was that these fine and tender people with pure character traits could overcome and fight such a battle and win it. However, the secret of their power lies in what the Pasuk says, Me'ayin yebo ezri, which means, from nothing, my salvation will come. We could explain it to mean, Me'ayin yebo ezri, When I consider myself nothing, when I realize that I have no power to overcome and to be victorious in this battle or this situation, on my own I'm hopeless. There's no way I can achieve what I have to achieve. When we come to zero, to recognize and realize that we're nothing, then the Yeshua comes, then Hashem's help comes. See, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was standing before the Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim were charging towards them, 400 chariots full of armed soldiers, ready to kill. And obviously, Klal Yisrael turned to their usual umnus, started crying out to Hashem, praying to Hashem. We know that the Ikach Yuv Tfila is Bishas Tzora Vesakona. That's the Ikach Yuv Midoraisa of Tfila. And surprisingly, Hashem says to them, Matitzak Elai, Dabir Ben Yisrael Yisrael, what are you praying for? Jump into the sea. So Chaim HaKodesh asks, If not Bishas Sora, we pray, when do we pray? And what do you mean, jump into the sea, commit suicide? So he said that the power of prayer goes up and up, but first it's inspected by the heavenly courts. For prayer to be answered, you have to have Shusim. If you have the merit, they will pass it on further, and you can have a Yeshua. But if you don't have merit, the Beis Din Shel Maila says, Ein Schus. No, Ein Yeshua, Ein Nes. There's only one thing that goes way beyond, directly up to Hashem. And that's Koyach HaBitochen. The tzivui of Daber B'nei Yisrael V'Yisau was, you have no hope, tefillah won't help you. You're b'chinav goy mikerev goy, halalu oivdei avodah zara, halalu oivdei avodah zara. If you're relying on your davening, it won't help you. Matetzak helai, it's not the time now for prayer. There's only one thing that goes beyond, 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 bitochen, when you know you're nothing. Jump into the sea. Not to commit suicide. But bitochen that I'm going to cut it before you, that there's going to be a miracle. And when you do that, this goes all the way up to Hashem. And as the Medrash says, Aboiseach b'Hashem chesed yisurabenu afilu rosha. When you get all the way up there, you don't even need tzchusim. You can have a Yeshua b'koach b'tochen, even if you don't have tzchusim. That's what the Medrash says. And that's what Hashem said to them, there's no hope now, jump. When you feel you're nothing, you have no hope, only Hashem, then the Yeshua comes. To understand from there, what does the Pasuk mean, Me'ayin Yovo Ezri? There the Zohar Kodesh says, Ma Titzak Elai, what are you calling to me for? Which is the Darga of the Beis Din Shel Maila. That means it goes through the Beis Din Shel Maila. What? It's not the time now for prayer. Batika Talia Milta. It's a very deep concept, but it means it has to go all the way up to the Keser Elyon. There, only Bitochen goes. When you know you're nothing, then you get to that level of Ein. Ein. Mitzad HaSog is, we have no HaSogah of this B'china Elyon, Batika Talia Milta, and from there the Yeshua comes. So when we make ourselves Ein, nothing, Kavyochel, our aspirations, our hopes, our prayers go up to Ein, which is Ensof, and from there Yeshua's come. Then there are no limitations. You can have a Yeshua without Tzchusim as well. And this is what the essence of the Hashmonoim were. They were Talmidei Chachomim, were Tzadikim, Kohanim Gidoilim, Adini Nefesh, Tohoidim, Kedoshim. And they went to fight not knowing how, they were not Melumdei Milchoma, they didn't probably know even which side you hold the sword or the spear. And they went to fight knowing that they are nothing. Me'ayin yavo esri, from Gonisht, the Yeshua will come. And this was a tremendousness of Chanukah. And this is soid of the Hanhaga of Hashem always. We see a very strange phenomenon. When the Yevonim went into the Beis HaMikdash with Timuyes HaKol HaShmonim, they went after the oil. There were treasures, hordes of treasures there, gold and precious stones, millions and millions. They went after the Shmonim. Why? Hazal say, Edus Hilikol Bay Oilam Shashchina Shoyla Beisrael. The Menorah was a Edus, was a witness for the whole world to know that the Shechina is Shoyla Beisrael. Every day there was a miracle in the Menorah. The Kohen would put in the same amount of oil in all the lights. At the end of the day, the three to the right, the three to the left were extinguished, and the central lamp never went out. What does this signify? This signifies the Nekuda HaKedusha of Gilui Hashem in this world. The Arizal explains that the menorah symbolizes the wheat. You have, as Hazal say in the Gemara, Tlata Kama Shabbatah, Tlata Batar Shabbatah. The week is really divided up 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. And Shabbos represents the central lamp. All the weeks point towards the central lamp, and they draw their sustenance, their power, their hashpoa from the central lamp, like the week. It says that Zbog was Mekadesh HaShabbos Umevarech HaShabbos Vekadesh Umevarech Oisoy. And the Shabbos is Mekoyer HaBrocha. There's a Medrash Eicha which says that after the Chorban, the Romans used to make a big litzonis from Klal Yisrael. They would make a play, an actor play, and some guy with tattered clothes will come on the stage, staggering, all unkempt and filthy. And they say, oh, who's this? They say, oh, he's a Jew. And why are his clothes torn, the Medrash says? So they say, no, because these people, very stupid people, they work all week very hard. And all that they earn during the week, they gobble up on Shabbos. And since they eat all the, everything they earned on Shabbos, so they're poor, they are tattered in their clothing, they have nothing. And everyone laughs. So the Medrash says. But we know, the MS is pink for care. Shabbos, which is a day lechoyer of batolim, is a day of nothingness, a day of waste. I mean, if you speak to a Goyish businessman, he's going to tell you, best business is on Shabbos. You close on Shabbos, you lose. And we make it a day of batola, a day of no work, no profit. It's an unprofitable day. This day is Taka the Mokora Brochas. All the Brochas come down into this day, and from Shabbos, they're mispashas into the week. The week is all sketch. People go to work, they open up their shops, they make calls, they make orders, they pay bills, they bank the money, they do geschäft. That's all the sketch. It was all the contracts were signed on Shabbos. All the hashpoas came down on Shabbos. Then it's mispashet into the week. But the mekorah brocha is Shabbos. The opposite of people think. This is the gather of me'ayin yavo ezri. When we know what the whole world considers to be the profitable days, which are the weekdays, the days you work, the Torah teaches that the day of batola, the day of nothingness, is when we have betochen in Hashem and we close our businesses, then our avodah goes up to Ayin, the darga of Ayin, and from there we have Yeshua's, Lamaile Mederech HaTeva, that's Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. The more we are, the less Hashem is Kabyochel. When we make Him everything, then we're zoichet to nisim. Could explain derech boshel. You could say, like a film going past the light of a projector. Wherever there's an object on the screen, it comes out dark. When there's nothing, you see the light. The light shines through. The more of Olam Hazeh, the more of Hishtadlis, the more of us. Hashem is mistate. We don't see the light. We see only the objects on the screen. When we are nothing, then the light shines through and we see everything was Hashem. Everything we do and everything we achieve is from Hashem. That's a pshat me'ayin yavo ezri. The more you make of yourself, you don't give room for Hashem. The more in essence you're nothing and you realize you're nothing, then Hashem shines through and you see the Yeshuas. We find this concept in, we have other dugmos as well, besides the Shabbos. You know, concerning Kiyum HaTorah, says Oren Noises is Noisab. The Oren HaTorah carries those who carry it. With the physical eye would see the Levim carrying the Oren HaKodesh. But if you look carefully, they're really not functioning. The Oren is carrying them. Their feet are not on the floor. They're flying. They're zooming. The Torah is carrying them. What does this refer to? The world outside looks at the Bnei Torah, at the Chachmei Yisrael, as batlonim. Even Hazal calls them Asara batlonim. But they look at them in a negative way, as batlonim. Wasted people, wasted koiches. Recently there was a group of philanthropists from all over the world came to Israel to discuss with the government why yeshivas are neglected, no support. So one of the top politicians said, you know, we meet you gentlemen, we see all successful businessmen, millionaires. It seems somehow all the rotten apples were left behind in Israel and all the talented people went abroad. These people are people of waste. They do nothing. Nothing comes of them. What happens? There's no commerce, there's no business, nothing. A life of waste and people of waste. But the emes is, im en Torah en kemach, and the oren noises is nois av. Even those who support the Torah, really the Torah is supporting them. The whole cum of the world is from the Torah. The Torah is makora brocha. All the brochas come to the world through oiskei Torah. So it's another gather of me'ayin yevo hezri. That the nikuda of nothingness is nikuda of batola, like Shabbos. That's why Talmid Chochem is the beginning of Shabbos, as written in Tzvarim. That this nikuda of nothingness, that's where the Yeshuas come from. Similar concept we see with tzaddik yisod oilam. One tzaddik could be the yisod of the whole world. What's the digma of that? We know that when Rabbi Chochanan ben Zakkai went out to the Roman general and he predicted to him that he would become the Caesar, and he was very happy for the good besoira when he heard the taka he became the Caesar. He said, whatever you request, I'll give you. So he made three requests. He requested Yavne v'chachameh, that there should be a future in Klal Yisrael of Loim de Torah, Marbitze Torah, Gidoyle Torah, that the Torah should not be nichras from Klal Yisrael. He requested the Zera of Rabban Gamliel, that they shouldn't be killed because the Mashiach is going to come from them, that we should have a future with the Mashiach coming. And thirdly, he's got a third opportunity to request. If I was there, maybe I would say, you know what, you're going to kill all the men, all the women. Spare the children, a few million children. Spare them. That sounds like a nice request that he could have made. Of course, Hazal say he could have requested, go home and leave the Beis HaMikdash, leave us be. But he thought it wouldn't work. But at least he could have asked for the children. Maybe that would have worked. Spare the children. He has one opportunity more. What did he ask for? Give me a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok. Who's Rabbi Tzadok? He's an old rabbi, almost 100 years old. He's been fasting for some 20 years. He's a living skeleton. He can't eat, he can't drink, he just sucks a date or a fig, and that sustains him. And now he's very, very, very ill. So we need a doctor for him. You bring the doctor, how long is he going to live for? A few more months, a couple more years. How is he going to live? But you see this concept of a tzaddik yisoid oilam. One tzaddik, what his koyach is. Like Hazal say, kol oilam nizon b'shbil chanina bini dailo b'kav haruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. One tzaddik is this tremendous koyach that what the world looks like as worthless, and worthless old man, but no value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai valued this tzaddik, Rabbi Tzadok, more than a million, or ten, who knows, 5 million children, how many millions there were there, that he could have made a request like that, spare the children. One tzaddik is the Yisoid Oilam. Kol Olam Nizon Bezchut Hanina Bini. That's the koyach of Me'ayin Revo Ezri. So we see, in the world at large, people are impressed by shtadlis, people are impressed by talents, people are impressed by power, but all of this is nothing. It's all the koyach of Hashem shining through. The Meshech Chochma says, we know that lo kam navi ke Moshe, b'chol beisi ne'em anhu. He was the greatest navi of all time. From the Ikrei Emuna to believe that. And the only shevach we find about Moshe in the whole Torah, v'ish Moshe onav me'od mekol ha'adam ashal p'nei ha'adam. It's the only shevach, the only praise we find about Moshe. The Meshech Chochma says, the godless of the Nevu of Moshe was because of he was betachliv tachlis ha'anov. Even Avraham Avinu was a big honor said v'anochi afar ve'efer, which means something. Afar ve'efer is something, dust, ashes, something. And Moshe said v'anachnu ma, we're garnished, nothing, we're zero. When we know we're zero, then we're everything, because Hashem shines through u'me'ayin yavo ezri. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel writes Be'ariches a very deep broken there about Hasoges HaBoyri, and he speaks about a very very deep machshava which a person is only allowed to think for on during 1 second when he says Echad Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He's allowed for 1 second to imagine Miloi Kol Haaretz Kevodo She'en Oid Melevado. This Machshava and En Oid Kelevado. He warns, it can't be a kviz de Kahan Hoga. Because according to En Oid Melevado, everything goes back to its Shoresh Aikori, and there's no time, and no space, and En Zuloso, just him. So Has Shalom, there's no room for Torah. If there's in Oid Melevado, there's no room for Torah. Torah teaches us we have times, we have time limits. We have, you know, Pesach is in Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishri, Shavuos is in Sivan. But each the Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Tefillin, the day, night, all these halachas and places you have. Places of purity, places of impurity. You can't be meharhel b'dvei Torah b'mevosam tenufas. You can't be mekayim mitzvah b'mkom tomeh. So we have to relate to the world as we see it. If we relate to the world as enoid melevado, Chas v'shalom is a sakana that we can be mevatel Torah. Be oiker kol Torah kula. But he says still it's the ultimate truth. Enoid melevado. You're allowed to think of this concept for 1 second when you say echad. When you say echad, you can think for 1 second enoid melevado, but that's it. The anhoga has to be bebchina of, he calls it mitzat ischavrutso lo ilomes. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is manhig de oilem, there is a world, there are all the gvulas, all the limitations, tuma, tara, toivara, everything. And within the arena of the world, there's mokum la'avoida. But then he says he's a segula niflo. People like segulas today. So Nefesh HaChaim says a tremendous segula that if a person is in a shah sakona, he's allowed to think of this concept of ein oid melevado, and he'll have a Yeshua. There's a story about the Briska Rav when he escaped from Nazi Germany. He walked with his son past Nazi guards and generals, almost like nodding to them and walking past, and no one paid any attention to him. Went over the gvulos and his life was saved. And he told his son, we're going to have this machshav of enoid melevado. If we think about this nikud of enoid melevado, we'll get through. And that's how it was. Of course, today that people make it some sort of... you know, all the bumper stickers on the garbage cans, you have Enoid Melevado, it's become a big litonis. Everyone says every minute, Enoid Melevado, Enoid. You step on his toes and you'll see Yeshoid Melevado. You know? It has to be behemoth, that a person really feels himself mutal completely, the enoid melevada. A person like the Briskarov could have this machshava enoid melevada. And the Nefesh HaChaim warns that it's a very, very deep, very profound concept and a very misleading concept. Has v'sholem, if you're kavoya, you're avoider in Torah mitzvahs according to this concept, you'll come to Akira's Kola Torah Kula. The only heter is when you say Tevas Echad, and as I said, you're allowed to use it if you're on the Bal Madrega when you're on this Shas Sakona. Then you can think of this idea of Ein Oid Melevado. And this is the Nikuda of Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. And this is the same Indian by all his tablas. We have to know that everything we want to do and achieve, a person must know he is nothing, he is garnished. The more we realize that we're worthless and we cannot achieve and we cannot do anything, Hashem lights up our eyes, Hashem gives us hatzloch and brochas, and His light shines through Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. The Ezri Me'im Hashem Oisei Shamayim Va'aretz. Then the Yeshua comes, the Hatzlocha comes. And there was a tremendous Yeshua of Hanukkah. We could ask that Lechoira could Shabrichu La'avid Nisa Bichdi. Hashem doesn't make miracles if they're unnecessary. Lechoira, the whole nest of Pach HaShemen was Miyuta. We didn't need it. The bigness was on the battlefield, as we say in the Nusach Va'al Nisim. Amadet alahim be'atzaratam, rabte et ribam, dante dinam, nakamte nekmosa, masalte geboirim be'at chaloshim, rabbi me'at. This is the great nest. In Al Nisim, we don't make any mention of nest Pach HaShemen. We come down, we say, ואחר כן באו בניך לדביר בעשיך, ופינו עשיך עליך, וכיהרו את מקדשיך, והדליקו נרס בעצרות שקדשיך. What about the nest? No mention of the nest here. Nest Pach HaShemen. But the Gemara, Shabbos, בכלל, a different mahalach. The Gemara says, my Hanukkah. And Rashi says, על איזה נס קבוע? On which nest were they kovei Hanukkah? Probably he meant, whether it was on the nest of the battlefield, or the nest Pach HaShemen. And then the Gemara goes on to say, "Bekafe b'si, be'kislev." When the Hashmonaim overcame the Greeks and they came into the base of Mikdash, and they looked around for the Shemen Ator, they find only one pach. It had enough for one day, and it lit for 8 days, and this was the miracle. So the Gemara implies that the whole miracle was the Nes Pach HaShemen. Whereas in Al Nisim, we make no mention of the Nes Pach HaShemen. Everything is the Milchoma. So Pashtus, we could say that there's always an element of Koichi V'Oitzem Yodi. If Chanukah would be Niskan concerning the victory on the battlefield, then it would be commemorated maybe like some people have made it today. You know, they make out that the Maccabim were sportaim, were, how you say, you know, the sportsmen, and they were, it was the beginning of Koich V'Oitzem Yadi. That's how they're going to make it out. That they had, they fought for their land, for their country, and everything was to do with the Koich V'Oitzem Yadi. So Hashem wanted them to know that the Koyach HaNes was Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. When you're in a situation like they had one Pach HaShem, which was enough for one day, that symbolizes the minimum hishtadlus of the Maccabim who took swords and spears. They don't know even how to hold them. And old rabbis and Talmidei Chachamim going out to war against this colossal army. Hopeless, but that's their hishtadlus. So also they took the Ner Chanukah, which was enough for the oil, which was enough for one night, lit it, be'emunah, that till the Shemen HaTor comes, we're going to use this one pach, and it's going to be sufficient. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. So Taked Yeshua came, when we do a minimum hishtadlus, where there's no hope, and to remember throughout the doiras, that on this Nikuda of Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, of a minimum hishtadlus, knowing that we can't really do it, and all the way relying on is on Chasdei Hashem, this is the hishtadlus that brings eventually the big Yeshua. So throughout Doiras, when we face Hashem and we thank Him, of course we have to thank Him for the bigness of the battlefield. So in Al Nisim, that's the issue. We only mentioned the Nesa Milchoma. But we're facing the gas. We're facing the roads outside where people make this mistake and they can think it's a Bechina of Koich V'Otzim Yodi. There we have Mefarzim HaNes. It's nothing to do with Koich V'Otzim Yodi. The whole Yeshua was Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, from nothing, with the minimum Ishtadlis, almost senseless Ishtadlis, on Seichel, there the Yeshua comes. So I think this is a tremendous limud for all of us. It's an Isoyan we face every day on a national way, as Yidden, wherever we are, in our private lives. Every day we have these Nisyoynes. We live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure everyone here has sons or chasonim or relatives. Everyone has family living in Eretz Yisrael. What is our existence? We're facing there, surrounded by enemies. Millions and millions of them. Like one of the Arabs once said, if every Arab living in the neighborhood just comes and spits on Eretz Yisrael, it'll be 10 foot big a mabul there. And here we are, we're facing enemies who are armed to the tooth, shooting missiles, and people still live there. What's the machshava of people? Why don't we pack our bags and leave? Okay, where do we go? But the emes is, deep down, every Yid knows, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. We're nothing. And by Hashem, a small ness and a big ness is no difference. It's all a ness anyway. In the recent war with Hezbollah in the north, it's well known that they fired 4,000 missiles at Eretz Yisrael, aiming for populated areas. Of them, 3,950, the radio tells us, they landed in empty spaces. That's how the radio says it. Nafal b'shetach patuach. If you ever flew over Eretz Yisrael, when you come to visit, you see there are no empty spaces in Israel. It's a tiny strip of land, all built up. A few backyards. So, what are the odds that such a thing can happen? What are the odds? I say it's more than Kriyas, it's a bigger nest than Kriyas Yamsuf. If we just have the eyes to see. We're not looking, we're not paying attention. So people say, yeah, but they're not really trained, they just have, you know, they're just shooting missiles wildly. Between you and me, if they would aim the missiles at the empty spaces, 3,950 would land on the towns. I once made this comment when I spoke in the five towns in New York, and there was a professor there, an expert in statistics, and I said it's probably one in a billion. So the next day he sent out messages on the internet that I was wrong. It's one in many hundreds of million, but not a billion yet. So Baruch Hashem, That's for sure a complete miracle beyond Sechel that we see in our time, how Hashem is Shoymer Yisrael Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. I also recently spoke somewhere and I said to them, they asked me, are you frightened? I say, I'm a bit frightened. Why? So I say, I'm a bit frightened because we still have an air force, we still have a navy, an army, tanks. I'm frightened. If we could do away with all of this, and every yeshiva bocha can get a catapult with some pebbles in his pockets, I would sleep calmly at night. We don't need more. David and Goliath, a little pebble and that's it. It ends it all. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. We have to know that a little miracle, a big miracle, makes no difference. It's all Hashem. It's not us. There's no inyan of koich ve'otzim yodi asal yesachayin hazeh. And that's on a national level, on an international level. On a private level, every individual has nisyoynes every day that he is successful in business. He thinks koichi ve'otzem yodi. whatever he does, he thinks koichevi otzim yod. He thinks he's talented, he's brilliant, he's got connections, he's a nice personality, people like him, he's got family connections, political connections. Gornish, it's worthless, nothing. It's all a begeder ma'ashpus yorim evyon. Hashem gives it to you. He gives it to those he chooses. You can have a billionaire who still signs with his thumb. And he's got people working for him like clerks and secretaries who are all graduates of the biggest universities in the world. They're getting a monthly wage. Me'ashpus yorim evyon. Everything me'et Hashem chayseso. We have to get used to this concept of me'ayin yobo ezeh. I think that's the most choshev thing in our private lives and everything we do, to know we are nothing. And when we know we're nothing, we're everything.